I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard. If you're returning and part of the nation already, you know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So thanks for being back again, and hopefully you've had a dirty week out there wherever you've been playing, coaching, parenting, just a fan of the game. Whatever it is you do, hopefully it's been dirty and you've gotten after it, because that's what it's all about, being a dirtbag on the field, off the field, every single day. This week, we've got a lot to talk about from Wander Franco's situation, I guess you can call it that right now, because still, I mean, some unknowns, but a lot of unknowns. The number one draft pick, Paul Skeens, makes his single-A debut last night. Braves rolling, Dodgers rolling, Mr. Yusei Kikuchi with the Blue Jays rolling. Nolan and I talk about that a little bit and stuff. And certainly some unfortunates, and you've heard Nolan talk about it before, but I think it's official now. Shane McClanahan will undergo Tommy John surgery and be out for the 24 season. So, you know, certainly highlights and lowlights. Rangers are rolling. Braves are rolling. Lots of great stuff to be talking about. So, but before we do get going with it, you know, we got to give our shout out to our sponsors over at Rip Grip Pro. That's the ripgrippro.com. Find them right there. The hitting training device. Trust Sullivan and his team put it together and designed it. And a great tool, great for your training program. Really small, really insignificant. Slides on over the fingers. But what an impact it'll make in your hitting program. Feel free to reach out to us. Get more information on it by all means. And of course, our the rope trainer, our favorite throwing training aid for arm health, mechanics, warm up, cool down, just so many variables that it can help with your throwing program. It's insurmountable. So, and of course, that can be used from little leaguers to pro level, all skill levels. And the great thing about it is it's a self-training tool. So you can use it by yourself. You don't have to have a coach, you don't have to have a parent, you don't have to have anybody telling you this, telling you that. It'll teach you, it'll train you. You'll get the feel of it. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But the same thing, reach out to me, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You can find out more about it, or DM me directly at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. So we will be right back here, though, Dirtbags, and we are going to get up. So get that favorite drink, settle in, and we'll be right back here in a second.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. See store for details.
Staples presents a lesson in back-to-school savings. Your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. So when you return your Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. So you can save even more on top of huge back-to-school deals. Like right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and marble comp books are each just 50 cents. Staples gives you more ways to save even more. 50-cent offers limit 30 and end 8/26. Comp books in-store only. Pricing and limits may vary in-store and online. Amazon return offer in-store only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. Sellfast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, what do you want to get started with? What do you want to get dirty with?
Yeah, so this past week I was watching some podcasts and everything like that, and I saw Mark McGwire talking on one of the other baseball podcasts out there. Basically, he was just talking about like why none of those guys are in the Hall of Fame. And he brought up the point pretty much along the lines of kind of what I've been saying since our podcast has started, obviously. Like, hey, that was a part of the game back then. Everybody was taking them. Like, steroids didn't help make you a better player. They obviously added strength and everything like that. But if everybody else was doing it, then why wasn't everybody else hitting 500-plus home runs in a season? So, like, end of the day, basically, his point was just, hey, listen, like, this was the era of baseball that we were playing in, and we were the best of this era. Therefore, we should all be in the Hall of Fame, or at least more considered to be into the Hall of Fame, because it wasn't illegal while we were taking them. And, I mean, that's always been my stance on it. I know kind of you have different viewpoints, Kirk, on the whole situation. Obviously, it was illegal in America, period, but still, like, I mean, they weren't breaking rules at that point in time during baseball. Did they cheat the game? Technically, no. Because there weren't any rules stipulating against players using surgery. And I mean, I will always go to bat for those guys being Hall of Famers, because they were some of the greatest players of all time. But I just thought that it was a good little podcast that McGwire did. I highly recommend you guys going out there and watching it if you get a chance to. Love to hear your thoughts on it, obviously. But yeah, I'll let you speak on the situation, Kirk.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that you brought it up and listened to it and stuff like that. And again, I mean, really, I have no problem with, and I'll be the first one to say it, right? You still got to be able to hit home runs, just like Mark said. You've got to be able to put bat on ball. And it's that and spiking a volleyball are the two toughest things in sports in the world to do. Round ball, round bat, hit it square, as they've always said. And it's the truth, right? You know, for Mark McGwire, any of us old enough to know him, and you were a baby, Nolan, he probably would have been out of baseball. The steroids, and again, it wasn't illegal in the game of baseball. It was illegal in society. So that's why I always bring up the comment, it was illegal. Like, it was illegal. It's a legal thing to do in the United States of America. So it didn't matter whether it was baseball or not, because baseball is a part of the U.S. It's a part of society. So it's illegal for me. So that's the way I look at it. But the bottom line is, you're right. You still got to put the bat on the ball. You still got to hit the home runs and stuff like that. And so, like you said, they did it. Bud Selig, like, he knew it. He allowed it. Don't kid yourself. And that's the disappointing part for me, for Bud Selig, like, to be in the Hall of Fame, because he knew that he needed Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire to be doing what they were doing and the rest of them to be hitting home runs. So he also should not be in the Hall of Fame as far as I'm concerned, even though he started his career as a commissioner of baseball before that and finished it well after. Bottom line was, that was through his era. Same thing as Big Mac. He finished his career well after he was done doing them. So good for him to go on. Good for him to stand up for him. Good for him to stand up for all the other players as well. And it'll be an interesting debate as it goes on. The only thing is, I mean, what is it? Barry Bonds is on his last one, I think, next year. If he doesn't get in, how do you pay anybody else in? What are your thoughts on that, Nolan, if we want to go that way? Do you have to start with making sure Barry Bonds is the first one in and then you go back and open up for the rest?
No, I basically do it the same as the inaugural class of 36 for the Hall of Fame. You pretty much just get a bunch of the committee into one room and say, okay, listen, we can't just have one of these guys get in, because every single one of them basically is off the ballot now. Especially of that era, obviously everybody is off of the ballot. So it's like, okay, well, if we're just putting in Barry Bonds, then everybody else knows that, okay, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Gary Sheffield.
Roger Clemens.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. Sorry, yeah. But then obviously, like, even an Andy Pettit, right? Andy Pettit all of a sudden will get a heck of a lot more consideration. Manny Ramirez, another guy that would get into the Hall of Fame, right? Like, there's a bunch of guys, Palmeiro, right? So I don't know exactly how you'd figure it all out. But obviously, it opens up the door for every single one of them. I get the argument against it in the fact that, okay, if all of a sudden you let these guys into it, then guys like Pete Rose, it could open up the door for him to get back into it. Although sports gambling is now becoming more and more legal across the states. So, I mean, I think inevitably Pete Rose will be inducted into the Hall of Fame one day. I just don't know if it'll ever be under Manfred, based on the way that he's always talked about it. But I absolutely believe that there should be like an inaugural class for all the steroid players. I don't think you can just open up the door to every single one of them all at once, but I think you could make a case for four or five of them getting in at one point in time and then four or five getting in the next year. And you just kind of wane down until basically you get up to that point where it's like, okay, was this guy actually a Hall of Fame caliber talent, or were his steroids just not a bonus? Like, even a guy like Luis Gonzalez, right? Like, Luis Gonzalez, obviously, inducted into the Arizona Diamondbacks, I don't know what they call it, their Ring of Honor, this past weekend and everything like that in the Hall of Fame. But, like, Luis Gonzalez isn't a Hall of Fame player. However, he had a 51 home run season, obviously never got caught taking steroids, with a lot of air quotations around that, because it was one year he had, what, 57 home runs and 140 RBIs or something like that the most of his career in one season. And like the next year, he went right back down to basically being like a 20 to 30 home run guy. And you're just kind of like, okay, like, look at the amount of veins and vascularity on this guy all of a sudden. Like, something ain't adding up. But he never tested negative or positive for some sort of steroids or anything like that throughout his career. So you're just sitting there like, well, obviously he's not a Hall of Famer, but he can at least merit being on some of these discussions, right? So that's kind of my point is, yeah, you just kind of have an inaugural ballot. I will always be of the belief that all these guys should be in the Hall of Fame. Their stats didn't lie. They were the best players of their generations, and they were the guys that saved baseball, quite frankly. So to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. There's Luis Gonzalez, there's Brady Anderson that had those 1 and 2 year wonder years or whatever and stuff, and you know they were part of that era and that, and it helped them out immensely, unbelievably. So it's going to be an interesting debate. It's an ongoing debate, and you know what? There'll be more people than Mark McGwire talk about it on a podcast, and there'll be more podcasts that want to hear about it, right? Because they love and they should, right? They're good dudes at the end of the day. So it's keep thinking about it, keep approaching it, and see, get everybody's opinion, I guess, at the end of the day. That's what it is for me. All right, now, Nolan, I know you wanted to talk about three big events that happened over the weekend. King Felix, Jose Bautista, and Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, so Fernando Valenzuela had his number retired, obviously number 34. Crucial guy during the 80s. I know that we talked about this back in the winter time, but I mean, he really was basically the number one hype man in baseball pretty much during the 80s. He was that guy for the Mexican community and everything like that, and obviously for the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. Came in, wins Rookie of the Year and Cy Young as a rookie back in 81, and then obviously basically career kind of just derailed going into the 90s, but yeah, had his number retired, obviously, over this past weekend, number 34. King Felix also being inducted into the Seattle Mariners. I don't know what they call it. Yeah, same thing, Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor type of deal. And Jose Bautista, level of excellence up here in Toronto. That doesn't include his number being retired. It just means that he was recognized by the Jays as one of the most outstanding players in their organization. Obviously, the Jays have it that you have to be a Hall of Famer in order for your number to be retired. The Seattle Mariners, I'm not quite sure what their rules are against it or anything like that, so I can't speak on that situation. But yeah, I mean, either way, all three players, fantastic players in their own right. Obviously, Jose Bautista, we got to see him all the time being from the Toronto area, and he was like the dude up here, obviously. He kind of save Toronto baseball, if you want to say it that. But I mean, he really was like the focal point for the Toronto organization. Obviously, King Felix, I mean, he was one of the best pitchers of my childhood growing up, and he was just flat out dominant through and through. I mean, I loved watching him pitch. It was great to see Adrian Beltre come out there with him. Brought tears to his eyes, and you love to see stuff like that. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, to talk about the Wander Franco situation.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan Wander Franco. Thumbs down, Wander Franco. So many things to talk about. So I'm going to let you start because I'm livid about so many things on this situation.
Yeah, so I mean, for those that are kind of living under a rock in this situation, basically reports came out this past weekend. This is going into the weekend series. I believe it was Sunday. Wander Franco had basically been in sexual relations with a 14-year-old. I don't really know the full details of it, but obviously everybody was speculating that she is underage and everything like that. However, there are photos and stuff like that that show she has a driver's license and alcohol in a couple of different photos, which down in the Dominican Republic suggests you have to be 18 in order to be able to do both things. So, I mean, there's a chance that she is legal age in North America. A lot of air quotations around that one, because obviously, like, I just find the whole situation disgusting if it does come to fruition that he is seeing a 14-year-old girl, obviously, Wander Franco being 22 years old. So, I mean, the MLB has to do a lot of investigating into this whole situation. But the girl who is a mother to a different to a child with a different father, obviously, like the Rays needed to put him on the basically inactive suspension list for the duration of however long this process is going to take, because there would be huge backlash. Now, obviously, this is a huge downfall to the Tampa Bay Rays organization with them handing out the richest contract in their history, and obviously with them being in a playoff race and all that stuff. But I mean, baseball takes a second hand to this whole situation while they try and sort it out between the Tampa Bay Rays, the MLB, and official investigators of whatever capacity is being involved into this whole situation.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, again, Trevor Bauer, different situation or whatever, but same thing at the end of the day. Marcell Ozuna, Chapman, whatever. I mean, I'm just sick and tired of hearing about it, and I'm sure baseball's sick and tired of it. But back to you, like you said, your comment on the $182 million over what, the 8 years to 10 years, 232, I think it roughly works out to, with the option years to the race for Wander Franco when he signed it a year ago. You know, it just, again, I get that he's 22, but it doesn't seem to matter with these guys what age they are. These long-term contracts, for me, they're idiotic. They just don't work for me. I get it, and we talk about it all the time, dirtbags, you know it. Yes, they make all their money on apparel as soon as they do the signing, right, Nolan? They do the signing, they get all their money back, da 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 da. But over the long haul, I just don't see how it work out. You know, you got, I go over to Soto. Now, obviously, he hasn't done like this off the field or whatever and stuff like that to this point, obviously. But to me, who's further ahead right now? San Diego Padres or the Washington Nationals? Washington has what? CJ Abrams looking like a stud moving forward. We had shortstop getting better every day. Mackenzie Gore looking and getting better every day. Max Scherzer to the Dodgers a few years ago. Dodgers don't have Max Scherzer right now and stuff like that. Yeah, you're going for a World Series. I get that and stuff like that when you're making that trade. But you got Josiah Gray, you got Kybert Ruiz. Took them a couple years or whatever and that, but they're getting better and better.
Kybert's already signed an 8-year, $58 million contract extension with the Washington Nationals as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So I look at the Braves and I look what the Nationals did then. I look at what the Cleveland at that time Indians did, and the Guardians, but Indians at that time in the 1990s did with all their young guys. And it was around that $50 million when they were in that young stage. They bought out arbitration, they bought those out, and they went ahead and did it then. You see the Braves doing it right now. I look at the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are in the same boat. They're messing around with Bichette and Guerrero. You know what? Trade Guerrero. Get as much as you can for the guy or whatever, and that. Get him out of town. Disrespect or whatever and stuff like that, but just drive on. Move forward. He's not doing anything to put them over the top. So get everything you can for him or whatever, and you'd be better off bringing in Shohei Ohtani, for God's sakes. Because he's going to give you two. But then you go to Shohei, and like you said, somebody's got to go for him. But for me, for Shohei even or whatever and that, there's like three teams. Dodgers because they have money, the Yankees because they have money, and I can't even think of who the third team was.
Giants.
Voted earlier. Yeah, maybe the Giants or whatever and stuff like that. But realistically, nobody else has it. Nobody's even in the cupboard with them. Because, you know, and what he's, I guess we could all say he's about as legit deserving $500 million as you could get.
And even him, but though, I mean, Anthony it comes with huge risks, though, with Shohei Ohtani.
Sure.
Because, I mean, once again, he's missing starts due to arm fatigue and everything like that. So you're like, yeah, like, we know he's physically capable of hitting 40 home runs in a season, 300 average. I'd like to think that this is kind of an anomaly on the average side of it. I'd put him at a solid 280 hitter. But, I mean, right now, obviously, he's hitting over the 300 mark and everything like that. But once again, that innings, I don't know if he'll ever be able to reach 150 innings in a season with him hitting and doing everything like that on a full-time basis.
It's just physically taxing, right? But exactly right. Like, I mean, at least you can live with it, right? Like, okay, Aaron Judge, $350 million or whatever, and now you're on the shelf again. You had one full season. Anthony Rendon goes from the Nationals winning the World Series to the Angels. Hasn't seen the tarmac at Angels Field for more than what? I don't even know if he's made it more than 50 games in a season since his contract started. Like, it just, to me, it just goes over and over and over again that it's just, I don't know, it's not worth it to me.
Well, you could literally just talk about the four shortstops from this offseason, and that would be your case
exactly.
If you went for it. Because every single one of them, I mean, is doing
pretty
jack.
Good, though.
Yeah, but outside of Dan, but Dansby wasn't even like the guy that broke the bank, though. I'm saying like you're looking at Trey Turner, you're looking at Bogarts, and you're looking at Correa. Every single one of those guys was right around the $300 million mark, and none of them have even come close to living up to that expectation. Like you said, Dansby Swanson, he was the one guy that actually like came in there and has performed to a level of which his contract is worthy of it. And I mean, even that was only $25 million because I think he was what, 175 over 7, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was. But, and like they said, that they talk about him you know, being exactly what they wanted in the clubhouse as well. Being that next generation leader as well. So not only doing it offensively and defensively, doing it off the field as well. So perfect. You hit another one on the head that just knocked me there a few years ago with the Mets, Francisco Lindor, same thing. Dropped right off after he signed it. Plus, he got in a fight with Jeff McNeil in his first year. So you go back to Wander Franco a month ago. They got to sit him down, what, a month and a half ago, I guess now, sit him down for two games as well, disciplinary reasons. Like, dude, what's going on, man? Get it figured out. I can make a lot more comments on this and around this, but I'm not going to because I don't want to get ourselves in trouble. But the experience I've gained over the last 2 years, and I'll leave it at that, Dirtbag Nation, the experience I've gained working with players and stuff like that, it's a different breed, and it's a tough breed, and for me, it's not a fit. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I
mean, go ahead.
No, it really is just a disgusting situation, and obviously we're going to let it all play out like everybody else in the world is. But, I mean, still, it's just like you just shake your head at the fact that that even goes on in people's minds. And, I mean, the craziest thing to me is somehow it's legal down there in Dominican Republic. Apparently the dating age, I guess, is 14 years old from what I've been told. So, I mean, by their laws and everything like that, I guess it's fine. But still, to us as North Americans, it's like, dude, how is that even a thought? Like, you're living in North America. You're living in Tampa Bay. You can't be doing stuff like this. And especially after, what was it, just 5-6 years ago when the former Michigan State University trainer there, who was the Olympic gymnast trainer.
Yep.
Was doing the stuff that he was doing. And I mean, you're seeing the repercussions of what happens to him in prison. Like, that dude's getting the crap kicked out of him on a regular basis, almost to the point where he's dead every other day. Because, yeah, that stuff just shouldn't fly up here. And it's like, man, that is just a boneheaded move by Franco. And I'm not saying that we're jumping the gun on anything like that. I'm just saying, man, we got to let the whole situation play out before we can really go into it. But still, it is not a good look right now for the Tampa Bay Rays organization or Wander Franco.
No, you just don't want that stuff out there. And the fact that he's got a wife and then a baby. So, you know, it's just, yeah. Dirtbags, you know what, if you're out there, you're a player, just like we talk about, man, just do the right things on the field, off the field. Be thankful every day for the gift of life. And just use common sense and do the right thing, man. Don't put yourself in those positions, because we know, we trust you the same as you expect the utmost of us. We expect the utmost of all of you as well. And that's what makes this nation amazing. That's what makes waking up every day for Noel, myself, training, doing the podcast, doing videos, doing whatever it is we're doing around baseball, so much fun and so rewarding, is because we got a tremendous group of people all around the world listening to us right here, that we do the hands-on training with, that we've done training in the past, everybody that we've met. That's what it's all about. That's what you aspire to do. So just do the right things. And that's the bottom line. You know, we're going to have lots of great curtain call questions after this break. We're going to go right down the list from, you know what, Philly fans sending in about Mr. Lawrence and to Pirates fans, Paul Skeens, and so much more. So we'll be right back to the picks.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's single spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets
spicy
and
chicken
a frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a frosty for me.
And a frosty.
Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for the curtain call questions, my man. So we go from last segment to one of the low lights of the last week, for sure, to now Philly fans sending in, and they're pumped, baby, and they should be. The highlight of the week, probably, Michael Lorenzen, no-hitter. Second game, Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, first time.
Pretty exceptional.
First time since 2010 that a Philadelphia Philly has thrown a no-hitter in front of the home crowd. I mean, obviously, the last one being Doc Holliday back in the playoffs. You're looking at it like this dude. And the craziest thing about it is, right, he even admitted it during the All-Star game that he was surprised to make the All-Star team when he was a member of then the Detroit Tigers. Now, obviously, a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. Right, but you're looking at his stats since the All-Star break, man. That guy has just been on fire. What is it? 7 starts, a 1.16 ERA. Obviously, he throws the no-hitter, 124 pitches, the highest of his career, which bested his career high of 107 from when he was a rookie all the way back in 2015, which is insane to think about. But, I mean, still, like, dude went out, threw a gem, absolutely balled out. Congratulations, Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? You love it, man. You just love to see it when those quality guys get it. You hit the nail on the head, Nolan. And for all you Philly fans out there, absolutely embrace it. Great job bringing him on. Right before that, you were bringing out Trey Turner, cheering him on. Mike Lorenzen spoke about that after during his how much they appreciate and love you people as fans. So stay right there. They're the same as us, man. Like stay passionate, stay excited. They're playing great baseball right now. So hopefully it's just like last year. They keep rolling and put you in a great position going into October. So that's what it's all about, brother. That's what it's all about. So exciting. Toronto Blue Jays. Yes, you talked about it. Jose Bautista getting inducted last weekend or whatever. But let's talk about Yusei Kikuchi, Nolan. He continues to dice with the Toronto Blue Jays. Last night, just 8 up. The Phillies, speaking about the Phillies again, but ate them up, just diced them.
Well, I think it's safe to say, like, you're looking at that Jays rotation, right? You got Kikuchi, you got Ryu, you got Manoah, who's down in AAA, obviously, with Buffalo again, because his year has just been a complete and utter disaster. But then you're looking at it, you got Berrios, you got Gausman, you got Bassett, right? Or Chris Bassett, sorry. Bassett, Berrios, and Gausman all are signed for way too much money for them to even be remotely coming close to being sent down, right? Or even optioned or anything like that, right? And they're all having good years. So, I mean, those three guys, they're locks. But you're looking at it, and those other three guys, Ryu obviously just coming back. Once again, I mean, he's making $20 million, but I think he's only got another year left on his contract after this season, if I'm not mistaken. Kikuchi, another one of those guys that not signed to necessarily a hamstring deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. And obviously the Jays want to get back up Alek Manoah in some sort of role come next year, right? I mean, this year, he's just got to be a wash. You don't even outthink it. If John Schneider in the front office want to call him up again, they can have zero fans for the rest of the season for all I care watching him pitch because he's been absolutely atrocious, right? So if you're Kikuchi, you know that you have that pressure that, okay, I have to continue to dominate. Otherwise, my rotation spot is possibly on the line. Because Manoah could turn it around. I'm just hopeful that the Jays don't outthink this situation and roll with the 5 that they got right now. And then bring it into the playoffs with those three. And then figure out who wants to be the game 4 starter between Ryu and Kikuchi.
Good call. Good call. He's looked really good right there all year too, right? It's not just like he's been doing it the last month or whatever. He's been right there for them all year. So great, great sidebar for the Toronto Blue Jays. So Texas Ranger fan, Corey Seager, all kinds of comments in from this week or whatever, how excited they still are down there in Ranger land, how important it's for them to try to figure out and keep Corey Seager on the field. And on the field, he's doing something.
Yeah, because, I mean, what's he doing right now?
Yeah,
350, 20, 62 in 79 games, something like that. I missed last night's game stats, but that's what I saw going into yesterday's. And you're like, okay, dude, if he was to play a full season right now, I don't know if he'd be ahead of Ohtani for the MVP, because obviously the year that Ohtani's putting up is incredible. But, like, another one of those guys signed to that massive contract, right? 10-year, 350 a couple years ago in the offseason from Texas, right? But, like, when healthy, tough to argue he's the best shortstop in baseball. You look at the rest. Yeah. You look at the rest of that lineup around him. That helps him out. So it's not like there's additional pressure on him to perform to the level that he's playing at right now. And the pitchers can't pitch around him because, okay, well, where do we go from here? We go to Adolis Garcia. We go to Nathaniel Lowe. We go to, obviously, Semien's leading off, so, I mean, that doesn't affect him. But still, Jonah Heim went healthy. Like, they just have tons of options down there. Josh Jung went healthy, right? Like, there's so much depth in behind Corey Seager to the point where you're not even worried about it. So it's like, man, that guy can just go up there, be free and easy. And every time he is on the field, I mean, he's producing at the levels that they're paying him. It's just like you said, can he actually get to that point where he stays healthy? And now that's got to be something in the offseason that they have to work with him and try and either change his diet or change his workout routines. So then that way he can maintain at least 130 games plus in a season. Because he has very rarely done that throughout his major league career.
Let's stay on the Rangers, Nolan. Verlander, Montgomery, best two trades overall.
Max.
Max.
Max Scherzer and Montgomery. Oh, tough to argue that. I mean, the pair of them have dominated. Obviously, Scherzer just keeps on getting better and better down there. Looking at his last game, I mean, what was it? Eight innings, one hit, one walk, 12 Ks?
11, I think it was. Yeah, 11 Ks, yeah.
Yeah, either way, I mean, you're looking at it, and you're like, this guy just continues to dominate down there. And Montgomery, obviously, I mean, he's just continuing the same trend that he had with the Cardinals, pitching great quality start after quality start after quality start, and that's going to be the same success. Now, I don't know how they're going to line up their rotation come the playoffs, but it's a good problem to have if you're the Rangers.
Well, I like that. I really like that. When you're going that far ahead, Nolan, I love it when you got Scherzer, then you got Montgomery. What's his name?
Eovaldi.
I apologize.
Nathan Eovaldi.
Well, Eovaldi's coming back. Josh Gray's throwing tonight. John Gray is throwing tonight for them. He's looked good all year and stuff. And what's his name has taken a step back.
Dane Dunning.
The lefty. Who did so well last
year. Oh, Martin Perez.
No, lefty.
Martin Perez is out of the pen.
Yeah, Martin Perez.
Yeah, they moved him into the pen now. But even Dane Dunning, I mean, you're looking at the overall success of that entire staff. And to think next year, possibly, they're going to have Jacob DeGrom back at some point. Like, that's insane to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, obviously, exactly. Montgomery's a free agent after the year, so that's a different situation altogether. But you're looking at the whole thing, man. You're like, well, this is a nice problem to have as long as Dane Dunning can repeat next year.
Yeah, and the Mets are picking up a bunch of Scherzer's money, so that's a pretty nice problem to have for sure. So, hey, let's jump over to the National League. Nolan, we talked about it briefly at the top of the show and stuff like that. Pittsburgh fans, obviously, you know, you got to ride out the season or whatever. They started out of the gate hot. Everybody was excited, as always, but they're playing where everybody expected them to be. You touched on it last week. They're going to be fine coming down the home stretch or whatever. They're not going to be in the playoffs, but they're going to put a really good team on there. They're going to get O'Neill Cruz back within the next probably 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully, as long as there's no setbacks with him. And number one draft pick, Paul Skeens. Debut, single A last night. Throwing all the pitches. Dominant, strong. It's maybe a kid. Hey, I made the call. You asked me 2 weeks ago or whatever, and I didn't think they'd be pitching them at all. But obviously they are. Maybe it's a one. Maybe it's a two-start thing before Arizona Fall Bill. Who knows? But do you think it's an adrenaline rush right now, or do you think that's maybe what we're going to see in Paul Skeens?
No, I think that's what we're going to see. That dude is built for a major league mound. I don't even think he needs to pitch that many games down in the minors, honestly. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point early next year he's up on a major league roster. I'm going to assume that it's with the Pirates, because I doubt that they'd trade him unless it would be some sort of absolutely massive haul that they'd get back. But I would be very surprised if by, let's just say, June of next year, he's not up in the majors. because his stuff plays, man. It's plain and simple. There's no BS about it. Like, that guy's stuff right now is Major League ready. If they wanted to use him as a reliever. That's how dominating he is. Obviously, they're not going to use him as a reliever. And I think that they're going to, like you always talked about, I mean, prior to him actually making his debut, was the possibility about him not pitching for the rest of the year just to maintain here, just to watch his innings, sorry, and just kind of like, okay, maintain what he has going on right now. They kind of work with him over bullpen sessions or whatever they want to do with him, videos and all that stuff, behind the scenes stuff, right? But obviously makes his debut. That kid, like I said, June next year, he'll be up on a major league mound.
Big call. Very, very good potential, though. I'm not going to bet against that call for sure because, he, like you said, he's a big, strong horse. Built for, looks like he's built for the MLB. There's no question. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. So 3 minutes left, just a little under Nolan. Let's jump to the Atlanta Braves. Interesting inquiry. This is my own that I'm asking you on. Okuna, Albies before he was hurt, and I believe Matt Olson. All had played in every single game up until Albies went down. What was it? Sunday, I think he went down.
And Austin Riley.
Austin Riley, yeah.
So it was the four of them. Played in all games.
Too much? Back off the pedal with the lead they have? Or loving the old school baseball?
Loving the old school baseball. They're going to be the first team in MLB history to go back-to-back years without a sacrifice bunt, possibly. I talked about it last week. I don't know, but here's the thing, right? Why would you sit those guys unless absolutely necessary? And here's the thing. They're chasing each other for the MVP. Like, I get that people are still saying Freddie Freeman is in that MVP consideration. And yes, absolutely, he should be. But at the same time, Freddie Freeman to me is three. Like, I said it a few weeks ago, saying that Matt Olson to me was going to be the MVP coming down the stretch for the National League, and he is not disappointed. He's two-thirds of the Triple Crown, hitting 270. Still playing great defense over at first base. Like, he's been the best first baseman in baseball to me. I don't really think it's particularly close. Yeah, I get people want to make the argument for Freddie Freeman. Why would you sit any of these guys? I get the old theory that, hey, yeah, you got to give these guys rest. Why? They're professionals. They can let you know that they need rest. Don't make that decision as the manager. Don't take them out of the lineup. Go to them, have a conversation, be like, hey, how are you feeling? If the body needs a day off, the players will let you know. Especially later in the season, like once they already have the division clinched and everything like that. But I'm not taking them out of their funk. I'm letting them ride it. As long as their body feels good, ride it.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I honestly appreciate and love what Snicker's doing down there and stuff like that. You got them locked up. You got them signed up. You got a great team around them. Let these younger guys, I think it's so important for these younger guys that are in that lineup to see what it is to play every day, the expectations, the demeanor in the clubhouse, the whole thing, right? The whole atmosphere to keep paying it. We know there's a wealth of talent still down in their farm system for the next generation as well. So show them. In this case, the Braves way. Just do it right, man. Do it right for sure. I love what they're doing. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in your curtain call questions. We apologize that we couldn't get to them all for you and stuff like that. But we do spend a lot of time on the phone talking about them with you personally. So, thank you so much for sending them in. We will be right back with the final five.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Derek Briggs. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so Walker Buehler proposed this the other day. Basically, it was along the lines of, for Rookie of the Year, right, he's talking about pitchers not being in the same category as hitters for Rookie of the Year, kind of like the way that they do it for MVP and Cy Young and everything like that, even though pitchers can still be in the running for Cy Young. Said, hey, listen, we should come up with a Rookie Pitcher of the Year award and call it the Fernando Valenzuela Award for Best Rookie Pitcher. Now, I think that it's stupid, personally speaking. Because if you want to win Rookie of the Year, there's still a National League Rookie of the Year and there's still an American League Rookie of the Year. Same as the MVPs. Hitters can't be in the MVP. Hitters can't be in the Cy Young, but pitchers can be in the MVP. Right? To me, it's stupid. Why would you even say something like that? He's just butthurt because he lost to Juan Soto and Ronald Acuna the year that he was in the running. Like, dumb idea. You shouldn't have even said it.
There you go, Dirtbags. We missed out on the rant or rave tonight or whatever and that, but I think you know which one that was. A little bit of a rant for Nolan. Hey, you know him only too well. He's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, and that was one of the ones, whether you like it or not, he was giving you his thoughts. So I agree with you, Nolan, for sure. Drive on. You've got awards for things like that. You don't need to add on to it or pile on to it. Be good enough, you win Rookie of the Year. Doesn't matter whether you're a pitcher or a player. Simple as that. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. Please share the message. Please, there's people out there that want to hear it. Love baseball like we all do. Get them on board with the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here. Get them on board with Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can find all our merch. You can find the rope trainer at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And be sure to check out the guys over at Rip Grip Pro. That's ripgrippro.com, your hitting training aid. Take you to the next level. Simple, small, but what an impact it'll make on your overall hitting. There's no question about it, Dirtbags. We only will work with the best. It's that simple. Can't thank you enough for listening one more lifetime, like I said. But unfortunately, it is, Dirtbags, as you know. Have a great dirty week and get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.